actually does.
What?
Let's portray.
Oh, Tron.
Now recording.
Okay, so, this is completely unscripted and the first podcast I've ever attempted. But welcome to David and Co, which is funny because.
I get it.
because I have
hilarious.
My friends are named Colin and Connor. I'm a genius. Connor is also the legendary Q spawn from the YouTube.
No, you didn't even
the
say
Kaya
it.
Spawn.
Oh my gosh, David, you are you even subscribed to Kaya Spawn?
Yes!
Everybody listening at home should go and subscribe to Kaya Spawn on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, when they're done turning off their stereo radio for this fireside chat, they can go subscribe to Kaya Spawn on YouTube.
Yeah, go watch his Quest for the Sword series. He definitely regularly uploads too.
I'm totally not gonna end that soon.
All right. Enough about us. Let's talk about D&D 5th edition. So the game we're playing is Magellan. It's I'm the DM for this particular game. I'm the worst DM of the trio. It is a title that I cherish. Water. So Magellan is a super magical city. And the players started off Ilheim and Irvin in a prison called Ouroboros Prison. Ilheim was a barbarian. Irvin was a soul knife rogue. And you can't use the chat during a podcast.
We're trying to not interrupt you.
Yeah. All right.
So there's a gnome warden. Nobody really likes the gnome warden. He was very ungamer. And
not a gamer at all.
So what they decided was a good plan was that they were going to try to punch the warden in the face hard enough that he would let them go.
That's not what happened at all.
That is inaccurate assessment.
We threw a rock at him by accident.
The events that occurred.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, specifically, Ilheim did that.
That was on accident, technically.
Ilheim got thunderbolted. RNGesus spared Irvin through the skin of his teeth, and Irvin, as a psychic, was taken into an underground experimentation thingy. Yeah, I'm good at words. And
amazing.
The gnome warden experimented on him for a while, and then he became racist. He broke out.
He was racist, like, for, like, half the time he was in prison.
That was...
You just really didn't like him.
So
this is an extreme oversimplification of the events that occurred.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to do? I can't go into more.
I don't know.
If we go into extreme detail, we'll never get to playing.
Exactly. So let me wrap up the recap, Connor.
That's a long recap, but okay.
It's been quite a few sessions.
Okay, go.
So, Irvin's racist, goes around, meets up with a paladin named Varnum, has a friend named Lena.
You're echoing.
I am?
Yeah. Oh, not
how
anymore.
About now?
No, okay. I think it was mine.
Oh, really? Okay. So Irvin and Varn meet up, and they're like, this is kind of sussy-wussy. And then, gasp, barbarians attack Magellan and start tearing shit up. This is because Ilheim was actually an ambassador for the barbarian tribes, and when he died, that was considered an act of war, and there's a bunch of, like, symbolism for, like, the oppression of Native Americans, but none of that matters because both the characters were racist. And when the barbarians attacked, everyone was like, oh no, that's bad. And they left on boats, they had a camp, and then the barbarians were there too. And so they fought the barbarians, Leon showed up, beheaded a dude, died.
You didn't explain who Leon was.
I did! I said he was Varn's friend.
Yeah, but like, that doesn't cover anything.
Leon had a daughter.
He was like a cop, I'm pretty sure.
He was an ex-town guard. A town's guard is like the police force of Magellan. So, they go, they get smacked around. They smack some barbs around. The barbs stage this, like, all-out attack on the caravan just as they're headed back into Magellan after talking to the president of Magellan to try and get access back into the city. And they slaughter the barbarians, but then the barbarian chieftain, Throm, gets taken by the avatar of the minor god of barbarians who has come down to save his dying culture, and he transforms into Aesir Throm, a kind of like a Dark Souls sort of boss, and he TPKs them with 3 health left. It was insane. Then Aesir Throm just sort of wanders off into the wilderness, and we got new characters. Ridley is a human fighter. Glard is Glard. He's a dwarf abjurer wizard. And right now, they are investigating some barrels of wine that got stolen. And that has been Magellan so far. We can get to the session now after, I don't even know how long the call recording has been going.
That was a long intro.
Thanks. I'm really good at intros.
Yeah, that was a whole 7-minute intro.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Nice. Well,
I hope my rambling is entertaining, at least.
All right.
It'll be fine.
Let's get to gaming.
So, yeah. You guys are headed back to Ridley. Ridley's a town guard guy. His contact with the town's guard to talk about what you saw at Briggs Brink with where you believe the barrels of wine are. Why are you rolling dice?
Why aren't you?
Huh?
Okay. So,
I should get my dice ready.
Are you heading back? Oh.
Yeah, sorry, that was on accident.
Are you heading
back?
We're headed to Pectoral.
To what was the guy's name again?
I don't know.
The thing is, we were discussing this on Google Meet. And
we're incredibly professional.
Yeah, we are really good. We're basically Critical Role.
This was actually my idea for the podcast, was to show what an actual D&D
what an actual game is like.
Yeah,
how much regular posting goes into it. You know, we're not professional voice actors. We're just idiot high schoolers,
right?
Yeah.
Emphasis on the idiot, right. Probably.
Yeah.
that's awful. Okay. What?
Let's just call him Quarrel.
I think it began with a P.
Quarrel.
It began with a P.
Peter. We're gonna call him Peter. Because I know you guys can't handle anything else.
No, this is why we have a note chat. And we just don't
Do we have him in there? Oh.
No!
That's what I'm looking at right now.
You need to write notes.
It's June 10th. The last entry into the NPC notes was April 28th.
That was my birthday.
Oh my gosh. What even was it? Wait, let me see.
It was the Dragonborn chef's name.
And also the fact that Briggs Brink exists.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, Peter, you guys are going back. You go into the town's guard, guard house town, and you walk in. Peter is there, and so is the super soft spoken half orc secretary. And he looks at you, and he gives a little wave. Hi.
Hey, Peter.
So, that wasn't Peter, that was half orc secretary.
I'm fucking tired.
That's why I did a half orc secretary voice. Keep up.
Of course. I know what the half orc secretary voice sounds like.
It's not like we've been doing all of this over post.
It's not like we've been doing all this by text up until right now.
Come on, keep up, you idiots.
Okay, yeah. Hi, we're here to see Peter. I think his name was. Right, Ridley?
Yeah. Yep. That's not the voice I meant to do.
He's right over here, and the half-orc secretary gestures to Peter, who, like I said, is standing right there at the desk. And Peter just sort of waves at you guys, and he says, "Well, hello there, I suppose."
British.
accent is supposed to be?
Wow, so this guy's from Ridley's backstory. And, like, you're just gonna portray him as British like that?
This is terrible.
This is D&D, everyone.
So, he just sort of waves at you, says, "Hey, everybody, it's good to see you back. What did you find out?"
Well, to be completely honest, we went over there, we didn't figure out much. There's a lot of low lives and all.
There's definitely something suspicious going on there.
We weren't able to really get inside or do much else than scope perimeter, but
what did you see? It maybe could have been something useful, like how many men were there, if you saw anything quite suspicious looking.
I mean, there was
not many. There was, I suppose, about five, six.
They just looked like they were there. They didn't look like they were really guarding the place.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good for us. Do you think maybe we could, are you free tomorrow at like noon? I feel like we could do the raid then. Should be pretty good.
I don't see why not. Yeah.
I haven't got nothing planned.
Very, very, very cool. How about do you guys have an inn that you're staying at?
Did we?
Yes.
I think we were staying at the inn of the people, the guy, the elf whose wine we are retrieving.
Oh yeah.
The cat's whisker.
That
it's lady. Not
it a had whisker. A name?
Yes.
Wow.
This is why we use the notes, people.
No,
this is why
we don't use the notes. This is how you know we don't use the notes.
You see, in my game, y'all just remember. At least I just remember, and I remind you the name of all the taverns.
What do you mean, is this on? What do you...
Huh? No, I was talking to my brother, sorry.
How dare you have siblings?
How dare I?
How we dare all have I siblings.
Exist? How dare okay. I have siblings that are capable of speaking?
Back you should fix that.
On back on track.
Oh my gosh.
Can sorry. We get back
sorry.
To D&D, please?
Can't you edit? Can
I, yes.
One of us just edit the podcast?
I'll edit audio? It because it was my idea. But yeah. it would feel more real if I left it in, you know?
Fair.
Yeah, besides, fine. We're trying don't, to portray what it's no really cuts. Like.
No cuts.
No cuts.
Leave everything.
There's going to be cuts, but there won't. I won't be judicious with it.
Just do cuts when so we're not doing dice.
We're not doing the raw and unfiltered footage.
This isn't rarely seen World War II footage in color, Colin, okay?
Damn.
Raw, uncut footage.
Anyways.
Yes, so, back, Cat's Whisker, going to Cat's Whisker. Are you sleeping? Cool. Good. Sleep. Wake up.
Whoa. I didn't say I was sleeping.
Whoa there.
What if I don't want to take a long rest?
What are we even... What are our options even? Do we have any money? Not really.
Gold?
Ridley has gold.
Ridley has gold.
Oh yeah, Ridley does have gold. Because yeah. It was Colin's birthday.
Yeah.
What?
He has like. You nothing. Have that. You have that magic item, right? Like the one that lets you do the druid cantrip once a day. I don't remember what else it did. I think it did something else, but
was a druid cantrip once a day? That's what it was.
Yeah, that was what the old doll was. If I remember correctly, it had some other minor effect, but I might be misremembering.
It gives you a proficiency bonus on something really, really specific.
I think it was animal handling.
Yes, it was animal handling. You can add your proficiency bonus to animal handling once a day, and you can cast a druid cantrip once a day.
I mean, who's going to roll animal handling twice a day?
Well, Glard's going to cast druidcraft to see what the weather's going to be tomorrow.
It's going to be cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Oh my gosh. I love
oh
that.
Oh lord! DM said it, so it's canon. Oh my
gosh. It rains meatballs in Magellan.
Okay, for one, druid calf doesn't matter because Magellan, if you remember, has a magical dome around it that controls the weather.
Yeah, what's the weather outside the dome?
We don't remember that.
What the nuts are for?
Look, I don't write enough notes for my own campaigns. Even. But anyways. Yeah, what? Let's continue.
Yeah, what's the weather like outside the dome tomorrow?
It's going to be slightly cloudy, but with a really nice sun, and no rain yet, because it just recently rained.
Hog.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. I get one superiority dice back because I used one.
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh yeah.
Just... on that fucking crit. That was slick.
So, what's gonna happen? Well, so you are you long resting?
Yeah, we yes. long rested.
Great. Long rest, down the stairs. Are you going to socialize with any of the people inside the Cat's Whisker before leaving and commencing
regularly? Who's in the Cat's Whisker?
Other than the bartender who we already met.
There's the bartender and people that are going about their days. There's...
Hmm.
Sorry, something caught in my throat.
It's almost as if
you're buying something time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We're cutting this part.
Go get some water if you're coughing this much.
So, there's this guy in the corner, and he's playing solitaire with himself, because who else do you play solitaire
with? Isn't
that
how you play solitaire, yeah.
You can play solitaire competitively, like, head-on-head.
That sounds really boring.
It is.
So my bro's over there playing solitaire. You've got, like, he's got this little boy there, and he's watching him play solitaire. And you can really tell that the kid has no clue what's going on. But, like, maybe the guy's like his dad or something, because he has to sit there and just watch.
Just sees, like, he's picking up a card, putting it somewhere else, picking up other cards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eventually, he'll like, reach for a card because he's bored, and the guy will just, like, reach out without looking and push his arm away gently.
Oh, that's sad.
Wow.
Anybody else? Is that, the only person in the tavern?
No. Sorry, I had to swallow. My throat was really sore from all of that coughing that happened. Yeah. There's also a Firbolg. There's a Firbolg and a dwarf having a conversation. And they are sitting at the other end of the tavern, and those are five people actually that are in the tavern. There's the wood elf barkeep, there's the Firbolg and the dwarf and their friends, and there's the dude playing solitaire and a kid that is presumably his board. What doing?
Glard will approach the barkeep.
You're approaching me?
We're working on getting your barrels back. The town guard said something about hopefully getting them this afternoon.
Oh, wonderful. That would be very good for my business. I wasn't expecting him back that early, so thank you for your quick and efficient work. I very much appreciate that.
Of course, of course. And Glard will return to Ridley. Well,
yeah. What are Ridley's thoughts on this?
We should probably go and get that those barrels. I mean, I don't think there's much sense in just
thoughts, Ridley. Those are some good damn thoughts.
Good thoughts. Good thoughts.
We should probably get the things we promised to get.
Hey, I wasn't the one who asked for his thoughts.
Wow.
I mean, like, if everybody's just minding their own in the tavern, like, he's gonna let them mind their own.
Alright, you leave the tavern, go to the town's guard, down the street, take multiple turns that I haven't mapped out, enter the town's guard, and gnome dude is there, half-orc secretary is there, except half-orc secretary is now in full breastplate armor with a battle axe strapped to her back. Wait, his back. It was a dude. His back. Yeah.
all the fan favorites.
The super timid orc. Great.
With a full plate armor, is like stupid expensive. Full plate. In the underpaid is... town guard.
Shut up! Shut your face! Shut up! Shut up now! Shut up! Shut it!
Duly noted.
You're making noise.
All right. So
So
are we getting ready to go then?
Yeah, I think we're all ready. About ready to go, says Peter, and he kind of like gestures with his hand, and like 10, 15 more guards walk in, like almost through the wall, like they shimmer through it like a mirage, and you can see the doorways there, but just like last time, they fade from your mind the moment you stop looking at them. Because of illusion magic, and the guards are there.
All the people listening in are gonna be so confused about what the fuck you're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah, okay, so the town
guard. Well, that's like all of Magellan, pretty much.
That's just the Magellan experience.
You guys are confused as fuck listening to this.
Look, we kind of understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, we understand enough.
So the town's guard is set up to where when you walk in, it's actually a bare room save for the desk. And illusion magic is made to where you have to pass a save. And if you pass a save, then you get to see the various doorways and entrances and stairs and junk. But when you're not looking at it directly, it fades out of your peripheral and your memory of it starts to become fuzzy. This is to deter intruders. You get the town's guard. Yes.
I think that they'll figure it out. I think they'll be.
Yeah.
No,
that was good enough of an explanation. That was good enough of an explanation.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Just before it was really ambiguous, and that's good enough.
Anxiety is a wonderful thing.
You're doing great. Don't be anxious. Man. Just. Pretend that nothing is being recorded. Then
that's
everything
what I was already doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's why I probably am gonna listen to this later on and regret the way that I am speaking.
Yeah, I'm gonna cringe.
That's just how listening back on recordings of yourself goes. Isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Especially since I'm not doing this with any equipment. I'm just holding the phone really close to my mouth.
Oh. Yeah, it's recording the Discord call. You sound fine.
Yeah.
Alright. So, you guys and the town's guard all march out of the town's guard towny place, and you march down the street to Briggs Brink. I'm going to pressure on what the hell Briggs Brink looks like. Briggs Brink is a series of three buildings, three levels. First level is the one that's lowest to the ground. It is actually on the ground. Pretty cool. It's kind of like a thatched hut. Kind of large, kind of small. It's a very medium building. Extremely medium, about as average as you can possibly get when it comes to size.
Okay, I'm done.
The moment when you don't feel like recording dimensions.
Okay, so thought, man, I should probably get my dice together, shouldn't I?
Oh yeah, there's definitely like an ancient red dragon in this building. Like,
yeah, we're probably gonna die. We're probably gonna get TPK'd. You know,
just for the viewers, listeners at home, we are level 5 right now. So, Yeah.
And I have a bad habit of including minor gods where minor gods should not be included.
Yeah.
And I'm working hard to fix this addiction. I went to counseling for it.
He's been getting better at his combat balance. Not make it stupidly unfair.
Slightly. It's taking time, but it's working.
You see, last TPK, I tried fleeing, but that didn't work because apparently the big melee guy had a giant ranged attack.
It was with reduced damage.
One health. I had two health.
He was running for his life, anyways. Oh my gosh!
Fucking
if he didn't run, if Irvin didn't start running, they might have lived. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Yeah, because the boss ended with 3 health. If you, I just realized that if you didn't run away, you guys would have won.
Shush.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
This is still besides the point.
Anyways.
back to the present. Back to the present.
To the living people.
Historical Magellan City. So Briggs Brink, first level, it's a thatched hut, smaller. And then it's got like this kind of makeshift ladder that heads from it to the right and to the back a little to another building that's about that's about like 10 feet off the ground on really rough scaffolding. And it's kind of the same, except this one has a rounded roof instead of a square thatched roof. Yeah?
Whoa.
Yeah. And yeah. Then...
Mind blown. To
the left... to slightly behind the second level is an even higher level. It's about 18 feet off the ground. And there's a ladder connecting those two. It's also on very rickety scaffolding. And it's the largest room.
I dropped my d20. It rolled a nat 1.
That's very indicative of
your luck.
Foreshadowing.
This is divination.
Divination.
A cat is eating my foot, and I've never been so happy.
That's
kind of sad.
Connor, you just don't know because you've never had a cat try to eat your foot.
I have never had a cat try to eat my foot.
So
you don't know that, David.
Level 2 of Briggs Brink.
Yeah.
It's actually 2 levels. Almost. It's a smaller circular disc almost of a building. And then it there's like a 5-7 foot ladder that goes up to the next larger round thatched roof actual level 2 building. So in all actuality, there's actually 4 buildings, but really there's only 3 levels. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I believe.
Only because it was explained to me before.
I think I understood it better last time when you explained it, but, you know, it's fine.
Okay, anyways. So
It'll be better once you're in combat, because it's... Once you get into combat, it's really stinking simple.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're saying it's going to be combat? We didn't show
that. Once
you're
in
combat,
even though we're literally going with troops to this place and we are expecting combat, you're going to tell us that there's combat?
Come on, man. How do we know they're not going to peacefully surrender immediately when they see...
Ruining the surprise.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will surrender.
About 20 people wearing heavy armor.
Colin, imagine if David had them actually surrender immediately just because we made fun of it so much.
That would look so staged to the listeners at home.
Wow.
Anyways.
Like, it's not gonna be our close family and friends and nobody else ever. Right.
As if it's not gonna be,
just us three.
Yeah, the three of us.
I mean, my boyfriend might listen to it before.
Yeah, he might. He probably will.
Good one. Oh my gosh.
Bridge Brink. You're there. It's pretty much the same scene. There's just a couple of, like, roguish thugs loitering about.
Loitering is a crime.
You see a guy jaywalking. You see a guy fucking jaywalking.
Oh, no. Stop that, man.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it.
Stop. You violated the law.
About to go sicko mode.
You're gonna go sicko mode.
Sorry. I had to go all out just this once.
Sorry. Like you have Tourette's, and that's like something you can't control. It just popped out of
me. I can't control the shit posting. I'm sorry.
Look, it either happens in chat or we speak it, and one is a lot more disturbing of the peace, and the other is less, but you still see it, and it disturbs your mental peace.
You still comment on it anyway, so it still breaks the flow. So we might as well just break the flow.
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you. That was a really therapeutic voice.
What?
Anyway. Great.
We need to stop laughing at stupid shit and get on with the session.
This is a good idea.
So, Briggs Brink, you guys... how many times have I said that? You guys are there. The thuggish rogue dead guys, there's a few on level 2. They're looking at you. You guys are kind of being kind of sussy baka. They kind of know what you're up to. And Peter kind of steps up, checks his watch, clears his throat, looks up at the guys and says, "I don't suppose you'll surrender, please?" And one of the guys says, "What?" And roll initiative.
Oh my gosh, we're rolling initiative, guys.
Guys, oh, we're doing the Dungeons and the Dragons.
Oh, I rolled a 20.
Same. It's an unnatural 20, but...
I rolled a nat 20 with a plus 1 for initiative.
Ooh, look at you go.
Wow. Okay. I'm so fast.
So, alright, let me just roll. Okay. Okay.
Fine,
so
we'll cut this part.
It's both of you guys, the thug roguish types, and then the town guard. Okay. So
does Peter get his own initiative?
You're first on the scene. What you doing?
Wait, what? It's
guard
it's
is
guard
first.
First?
Yeah, you rolled a
nat
20,
gosh.
You idiot.
Oh my goodness, it's Glard. Look, I wasn't paying attention. Shut up. Okay,
it's actually kind of surprising, considering that there's a bunch of rogues.
Right? A little bit.
They rolled shit.
They're kind of some sussy bakas.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Glard will cast, mirror image.
The wizard at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Yep.
You decided within a minute. Good job.
And That's his whole action.
Okay.
I guess he'll move up into like 10 feet. Not quite melee range, but close.
Okay.
Okay, you know what?
And that'll be it.
And then what? What did he cast?
Mirror image.
He cast mirror image.
Describe it. What is he doing with it?
Oh. He waves his hands in front of him, making some symbols in the air. And then he spreads his arm out, and suddenly there's...
mirror images of him.
There's more glards.
Yeah.
There's more glards.
Those glards aren't glard.
So many glards.
Only glard is glard. Those are not glard. Those are only imitations of glard. Okay. Wow. This is going to be the most complicated turn a fighter takes in all of D&D.
Whoa.
So, Ridley is going to use 30 feet of movement to walk up. He's going to ready an action. The first person who tries to hit him gets 2 attacks to the face.
Okay.
With
You're
his...
right, that's complicated.
Just for the listeners at home, right now he's using a longsword with one hand and a shield in the other. Because I gotta have that high AC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, everyone started moving in position. The town's guards getting into, like, their formation. Peter has drawn his longbow, which Ridley has seen as he's pretty damn good with it. And the fight is on! So, one of the rogues is going to throw a knife at one of Glard's mirror images, and it's going to do nothing because it's an illusion. And he's going to... You watch him facepalm at how stupid that decision was. Ridley, you run up, but there's some guys on the ground, and 3 of them basically rush you at once. So Good. Let me roll for that, I guess.
All right, and I'm going to roll those 2 attacks for the readied action.
Okay.
First one. 24. Second one. No, 22.
Okay. So, which guys are you hit? Are you putting the, 2 attacks?
Those 2 attacks were for the first guy who swung at him.
Okay. So the first guy rolled a nat 1. So he steps up, raises his dagger, tries to bring it down, slips and twists, and you just bash his butt in. Well, roll for damage.
Fourteen damage total.
Okay, so you deal decent damage. You like spin around, did kick him a little bit. I don't know. You're a fighter. You describe it.
Yeah. So he walks up. He gets slashed at by this guy who misses terribly. Ridley just kind of bats it to the side with his shield. Whacks him in the... what's it called? Whacks him in the arm with his sword for his first attack, which dealt less damage. And for a second, he just kind of stabs him.
He just kind of stabs him.
Just kind of. Just like a little bit.
What are you doing, cat? You can't eat that.
And also... Wait. Hold on. Does using a ready action use your reaction?
Yes.
What? Yeah, alright, never mind.
So, what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the other 2 rogue guys rolled What did they roll? They rolled a 16 and a 15. Both hit, the both miss. Okay, so they're both they're just wailing away armor, and you're laughing.
Yeah. High AC moment.
One of the guys is like, "Who knew metal could be so effective?" And the other guy is like, "Bert, don't you fucking idiot!" And then, the town's guard is finally in position, and they draw their longbows and start firing. There's like a front line of them that actually advance on them. One of the soldiers steps in and knocks one of the guys away from Ridley and just slaps him on the ground. It's a pretty cool gamer moment. Going through, it's a pretty clean sweep so far. Looping it right back around to Glard's turn.
Wow, Glard moment. Okay.
I want to remind you that the only way to get to any of the other levels is through the previous level. You can only get to level 1 through the single ladder. Can't get to level 2 unless you go through the ladder that goes from level 1. Unless you want to try and climb the
thing. Unless Glard like knows a teleport spell, which I don't know if he does actually.
Nope. So Glard. So how many of these thieves are left, and how many are close to Glard?
Well, there's like maybe 4 scattered around on the ground. Like there's maybe 2 within like 30 feet of him. There's a larger number clustered at each level. There's maybe like 5 at each level, give or take. And there's more dudes just kind of lurking out of the woodwork.
All right. All right. Glard will cast haste on
Ridley,
yeah, not on himself this time.
Hell yeah. Okay. There's nothing scarier than a fighter with haste.
And that will be Glard's turn.
Okay. Ridley, your turn. You have 2 dudes now. You're facing them.
Okay.
They're both mortally afraid of you. But they're still going to keep fighting.
Alright, well, I'm going to... Wait, is the guy that I previously attacked still there?
No, he's the one that got slapped on.
Okay, so one of them is going to get attacked twice, the other one once, because haste.
Oh, okay.
Nineteen and seventeen for attacking the first guy.
Both hit.
19 hits. They both hit. Okay.
Okay.
So for the first guy, seventeen damage. And for the second guy, 15. Does that hit?
Yeah. Wait, no, actually it doesn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Got mixed up.
So, with the newly acquired haste, he slashes twice at the guy on his right. I assume it's on his right. That's how I'm picturing it in my head. He slashes twice, dealing some pretty decent wounds to him, and just straight up misses the other guy. He's rushing too much, man. He's too hastened.
He's
so fast.
He just can't keep his sword in the sheath.
Stop.
Okay.
Rogue's turn. And what the rogues are going to do is something completely unprecedented.
Attack?
Some of them, yes, are going to attack. And some of them are going to employ the secret Joseph Joestar technique and get the hell out of Dodge.
Fair.
Dodge moment.
So, you see a few of them, like, scampering away into various alleyways.
Are the two near Ridley running away?
Hmm?
Are either of the two near Ridley running away?
No.
Like, just... Oh. No attack opportunity for me.
They've accepted their demise.
So... Yeah, some of them start scampering away into alleyways. A few draw their bows and start throwing knives and stuff at the town's guard and various people. What are the rules to see if if a guy is attacking a mirror image and not Glard himself?
I roll a d20. And the result tells whether it hits Glard or a mirror. How many times do you want me to roll? How many attacks are?
Two.
All right. Quick. Let's see. All right. First one hits a duplicate.
Okay. An arrow slams into one of your duplicates, and he vanishes. Lego Yoda death sound.
And the second one hits... Well, the second one targets Glard.
Okay, so I'll roll for that.
And Glard...
He's gay.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
No, you won't.
Okay. Does a 16 hit?
Yes.
Okay. I will roll damage.
Will you now?
Okay. No, I won't. I'll pull a number out of my ass.
You deal 6. 6 what? We will never know.
6. It deals 6 constitution 6 drain.
It deals 6 points so of healing.
It deals 6. yes.
So it deals. So one guy takes careful aim with a throwing knife and he slings it at you and it hits into your shoulder for 8 damage.
Ow.
Ridley, I'm gonna need you to make 3. Well, wait, no, I don't need you to roll 3 times. I need to roll 3 times. And you mixed up.
Oh yeah, make 3 deck saves.
Make what?
18 hit you?
No.
I'm assuming 9 doesn't either, and neither does 15. So, a bunch of guys start, like, throwing shit at you, and it all just bounces off. You're too good.
They need to just
he dodges so fast.
Yeah, in his fucking chainmail.
And, the two guys that you're fighting are both going to try to attack you.
Okay.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes, that is my AC.
Okay, so one guy does hit. I will roll damage for him. Where's my D8? There it is.
19 is your AC with haste?
Whoa, no, with haste? Oh, yeah, no, that doesn't hit with haste. I forgot it increases AC.
Okay, so he swings at you, and you know how the Flash can, like, vibrate so hard that his molecule, he goes intangible and
does
stuff passes through?
Does he do that?
That's what
does haste make you invincible?
Sometimes.
Ridley, like, gets into a swap position, and he goes, and the sword just passes through him. Because he's vibrating so fast, the guy doesn't know where to hit. So he just died.
Okay, so you know what? I am going to use riposte as my reaction. So when that, because that guy missed me, I can make an attack against him and add my superiority die to my damage if I hit.
See this?
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay. So this is an epic gamer moment.
Did you miss?
Does a 23 hit?
No, it's a Tarrasque in disguise.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, golly gee.
16 damage.
Oh, what a pity.
Is that non-lethal?
Sure.
Why would it be non-lethal? It's a sword.
I mean, like,
just it. No, Caleb, it's not a plastic sword.
Sorry, I mean,
it depends on you. I just wanted to ask before. Yeah, just go ahead and do your description.
I feel like Ridley would.
He wouldn't be going like for the neck, head, or chest. Like he's been going for like the arms and all.
He wouldn't be pulling a Varn.
He wouldn't be cutting the barbarian chief in half at this moment, no.
Yeah.
So what he does, after doing the whole vibrating thing, he just thrusts his sword up and whacks him. Like, really hard in the leg.
The dude drops like a sack of bricks. He's fucking out like a light.
Wow.
The other guy's just standing there pissing his pants. And that is the rogue's thug's turn. And now it is the town's guard. Peter draws his bow, and let me roll for my guy real quick. Okay, yeah. And he just takes down two dudes, just bam, bam, with his bow. But then someone notices him, and he just sort of scampers behind a front line, which is something that Ridley has seen him do many times. It's probably why he's still alive.
Yeah, that was the whole reason that he was alive in the first place and didn't die in the bar break.
Who, Ridley?
No, Peter.
Oh, Peter, yeah.
He just is a coward with a bow.
The front line advances and starts trying to marshal up the guys who are escaping through the alleyways, but it's difficult. Guys are throwing shit at them. One of the dudes takes an arrow to the knee and falls down.
Oh no.
His adventuring life is over.
he's no longer a hero like you.
Yep. Okay, that's enough.
The half-orc secretary has this massive double-bladed axe, but when he actually goes up to a rogue, he's not swinging the blade at them. He's just slamming the hilt of it really hard into their face.
Christ, this guy's insane.
Wow. Non-lethal, quote-unquote.
Yeah, he's non-lethal. So he's, like, breaking noses left and right, leaving, like, a trail of mangled people. Not corpses, people.
Just bodies.
Living people.
Living people. They'll never be pretty again, but they're living.
I mean, they're rogues. I doubt they were pretty in the first place.
probably not.
Okay. Glard's turn?
Anyways.
Yes, Glard's turn.
Whoa, it is Glard.
Glard.
Okay. Glard is gonna go Booming Blade, the closest guy. With
wow.
his quarter staff. Wow. Okay.
So there currently aren't any closest guys because the town's guard.
Wow.
And the secretary.
Booming Blade's the air.
Booming
of everyone on the ground, but Glard can climb up the ladder and try and take on one of the people up there.
Glard will shoot an acid splash up the ladder.
He has acid splash? Are you fucking insane?
Glard has acid splash.
Acid splash is not a bad spell, like you always say it is. It's like its damage isn't the best, but it has utility.
So what's so bad about acid splash?
Okay, let's list it out. One, it requires a dex save, which is a very common save, and
it's not
if the
that
target
common of a save.
It's... And if the target succeeds on the save, it doesn't do any damage, period. Its
it
damage
cost any
is
slots.
Garbage.
Here's the thing.
Fire
doesn't cost any.
If you use, let's say, Eldritch Blast, if you miss, it doesn't deal any damage.
Oh my gosh, whoa!
Same thing with Acid Splash. You always rag on this spell.
It's
honestly, it's not that bad.
Same deal.
Like, are you expecting Dex save for half damage on a cantrip? Like,
look, at least it's not Witch Bolt.
Fuck Witch Bolt.
That's fair.
Witch Bolt's the worst. Okay, now that we all agree on that, I'm going to shoot Acid Splash up the ladder.
On the ladder?
No, up.
On the guy.
Past the ladder. Whatever's up there is going to get hit.
Okay. Describe it while I roll this guy's dex save. Mind you, he's a fucking rogue.
Glard breathes into his hand, and a bubble of green forms, and he just chucks it like a baseball up through the hole of the ladder, hopefully hitting something.
Oh, that's a baseball!
Oh, that's so... I get that.
The juggers!
I understood that reference.
I understood that reference. But yeah, he's throwing it up there.
So let's say hypothetically that my wife was a doctor and the rogue rolled a nat 4.
I wonder if that would pass my spell DC.
I wonder if that would pass the spell DC of a wizard with negative in his intelligence.
I think it would.
It would. Maybe. It depends.
At this level, our proficiency bonus is +3.
I think if you had a 1 intelligence, your spell save DC would still be high enough for that to have failed.
If you're
pretty
using
sure.
the old rules, if you have
doing
if you roll
math,
a 3,
8.
and you do an orc with the minus, was it -1 or -2 intelligence?
You guys,
the old orc had -2. I
yeah,
think.
It's -2.
That's so
get
racist.
One intelligence. Yeah.
Nobody could.
And you're a wizard, specifically.
The one
with...
intelligence.
Specifically with one. I don't know.
How did you learn magic in the first
allowed.
Place?
How did you learn anything?
How are you?
I'm pretty sure in second edition that isn't actually a mage, that is a corpse.
In second edition, if you have one intelligence, I'm pretty sure you can only speak
in grunts.
You don't know fifth edition language. Though.
You always know two languages. Like, so dumb.
Anyway,
that is not the topic. We are fighting rogues.
No, we don't have time. We don't have the time to talk about second edition and fifth edition.
I'm probably gonna
Let's get back to combat.
Yeah, let's get back to fucking hidden things.
Mortal Kombat Glard Edition.
I'd play that.
Connor, roll damage. Yes.
What do I need to? Oh, roll damage. Okay. Eight damage.
Oh, that's not bad. So yeah, it splashes on the guy, and he's all like, and like, you're like, that's sick.
Acid moment.
Drugs.
He's all
he's like, this isn't the acid I planned on doing today.
He's making a The Beatles in India reference, and you're just feeling really good about yourself. Okay. Unfortunately,
so how
the acid splashes off onto the railing, and it crumbles under it and falls down, and a stick bonks you on the head. No damage, but it's funny.
Oh, man.
Bonk.
I think
go to horny
I don't even
jail.
Remember if Glard has a helmet. I don't think he does. That's so sad.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Dread.
How much movement do I have to expend to get up the ladder? From where Ridley is.
Up the ladder? Yeah. You're probably like.
Ridley will have enough movement. He has 60 feet of movement right now. And an extra action which he can use to dash.
Yeah, but like, I might use that extra action to like.
True.
Do it to anything
to
else.
Smack something in the face.
In the face. So yeah, he'll go up to the dude who got splashed.
Okay.
He couldn't deflect the emerald splash, and smack him three times non-lethally.
Why is emerald splash a good example of
bro
acid splash?
Yeah. So,
actually, no, because Emerald Splash does decent damage.
Emerald Splash? Wait. Huh?
Emerald Splash,
does decent damage, you say?
No, it didn't. It never did.
Emerald Splash, as far as I'm aware, Emerald Splash never did any damage.
Listen to me. Listen.
Okay. So, I got a 25, a nat 1, and a 20, unnatural.
Okay, so two of those hit.
Yeah, so nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 damage total.
15 damage? Okay. Yeah. You rock some, box him a little bit, slap him about, do your fighter thing. You can describe it if you want.
I mean, there's only so many times you can describe smacking someone twice in a row.
You reach out with your hands and you just take him to town.
I love how that was just a bunch of noises, like, great, good stuff.
I'm eating right now, so I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind, but our three mystery listeners might mind.
Oh, yeah. Three mystery listeners. I wonder who they are.
I bet you're. Boyfriend is going to be so annoyed when he listens up to this and it's like, oh wow, who's this fucking idiot chewing?
He's definitely going to be like that.
Oh, it's funny. So, whose turn is it now? thug life. The dude who got splashed and slapped is now going to run away. And so he's exiting melee range, so you get an opportunity attack.
Both of us?
No, Glarda's down below.
Oh.
No, I was talking to Ridley.
Not worth the reaction.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Not worth the reaction?
No,
what else are you gonna use it for?
I have other things I could use a reaction for, like Riposte.
Okay, so...
Isn't Riposte just a slightly better attack?
It's a significantly better attack.
I mean,
it costs a superiority die.
It costs, yeah, but it does more damage.
And it can also crit to deal 48.
Whatever.
That's
okay. The guy
true.
Books it, jumps over the railing, lands on his face, tries to run away, but gasp, Orc Secretary is there. Bam. He no longer has teeth. So, congratulations. You're on the first level. The door is shut. You can hear people moving around inside. What doing?
Me?
Yep. Oh, cool.
Wait, did you skip guard's turn?
Wait, no. I just skipped the whole town's guard's turn and guard's
turn.
Yeah,
you skipped everything's turn.
Oh, whoopsie me. So the town's guard is going to continue doing their thing, and they're shooting, and Peter is shooting, and people are getting messed up, because the town's guard is actually pretty competent, except for when they're fighting anything but minor rogues.
Minor? Hmm? I need to be quiet. I should shut up. Okay, I'm going to... Be quiet now.
Shut up.
We're cutting this part.
We got so many parts of just us laughing.
It's my they're good at fighting people. Everything but my They're bad at fighting everything but minor.
So what's gonna happen is, to cut down on time, we're going to keep Connor's jokes, but we're just gonna
We can't keep my jokes. Those are illegal.
We're going to cut all the laughing. So he's going to go minor, and then the next thing is it's just going to cut to, okay, it's Glard's turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Glard's turn.
That makes sense. Okay, Glard's turn. All right, Glard is going to... Okay, that's enough saying it. Glard is going to... go up the ladder... And hold an action to punch to whack whatever comes out of the doorway with a booming blade.
Okay.
Quarterstaff booming blade.
Okay. And Ridley? There's you guys can move on, like if you wanted to, but you don't know where the wine barrels are, just want to remind you of that. There are still rogues on the other levels that are fighting with the town's guard and other people like yourselves.
Let's open the door.
Okay. So are you knocking?
Opening.
Okay. You open the door.
Knock?
I don't know that spell. I don't know any spell.
So you open the door.
So dumb.
Everyone is really, really mad that you weren't polite about it. And so they all get a plus 10 bonus to attack rolls.
Obviously.
I'm not even mad. Give it
Colin,
to him.
How
maybe
could you even
finally hit me?
Maybe. That's honestly fair point.
No, there's like, there's three dudes in there, and they're all huddled around like this small little bag of gold, and one of them draws this puny dagger, and another one draws another puny dagger, and then the third guy draws a puny dagger, but it has a cool like sketching of a mermaid on it.
Whoa.
Oh, I want that, but I'm not gonna take that from him because I'm not gonna kill the guy. I'm not gonna steal his shit.
And all of them are like, "You're not taking our gold. You better stick to fuck work. I'm taking the gold."
I don't want your fucking gold.
Oh, you don't?
No.
We're carrying on about today then.
I'm coming.
Oh. Bye.
Bye. Ridley will walk out of the room, I guess.
He closes the door behind you.
Who?
The rogue. He closes. Oh. You left. He closes the door.
There was no wine in there.
No.
There was no wine in there.
It was just greedy people.
There was no wine in there. Oh. It was three dudes with daggers and a small sack of gold.
I mean, they weren't hurting nobody.
So yeah, that's a peaceful resolution.
Can I get to the next floor?
Sure. You're gonna have to scamper across a ladder. So what I'm gonna need you to do is make an acrobatics check to not make it take forever.
Okay. Where's my dice? Here's my dice.
Takes forever to dice.
18.
Oh, that passes. You go across it at a fine speed. Especially since you got haste, you're regular old American Ninja Warrior out there. You're like doing cartwheels across the rungs.
Speed.
I still got a bunch of movement, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, you have like maybe 40 movement left.
Okay. Do I have to open a door to get to the next place?
Well, currently there's like four other dudes on that little like balcony with you, and they're all pretty peeved. So I would recommend against introducing more men to the equation.
Oh, all right.
Oh no, more men.
Okay. So Ridley is going to take the dodge action and wait for Glard.
Okay. Yay. Rogue's turn. All four of the guys are going to try and smack you.
They all have disadvantage.
None of them are going to hit him.
Yeah, this is in my favor. I'll just get to riposte them.
Damn fighters and your silly AC.
Hey, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I do hate the game.
Yeah, I hate
the player.
What? Hello?
Yeah, none of them hit.
Oof.
They all just...
Darn.
You weave through them elegantly like a dancer, and all of their attacks either just slide off your armor or touch nothing but thin air. Faintly kissing their skin, as if
faintly.
I mean, he does have a shield. He's probably like blocking shit with that more than dodging.
Yeah, he's like Johnny Depp in his
Colin. He's obviously dodging everything with his heavy shield.
I said it was bouncing off his armor. How many times do I have to say?
We don't have to argue the semantics of why the hell it deals no damage. It deals no damage because these rogues suck.
This is facts.
A dude kicks open the door from the hut that you're in, and he walks out, and he pulls out this like sort of totem thing, and he screams, "Get!" Roll a dex save.
Does this guy look tougher than everyone else? I'm just wondering.
No.
Okay. Check save. My first bad roll today. 10.
Okay. So all the other guys like dive to the side. Let me roll.
Wait. You get advantage on dex saves with haste.
Oh, I do.
Dumb. Not even using haste to your full potential.
It's still 10.
It's still, oh my gosh.
Wait, I had advantage anyway because the dodge action. I had two sources of advantage, and it still didn't do shit.
Okay, so all but one of the rogues succeed on their dex save, and they all jump over the railing and only take some light damage. The last one gets obliterated, because out of what this guy is holding in his hand, it's a small thing, you can't really make it out, past the giant fireball erupting out of it.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't this a wooden building?
Yes.
This guy's an idiot.
This guy's fucking retarded.
Where did all my d6s? Here they are.
I've specifically been holding off on my fire spells because this is a wooden building.
66 or 8d6? I don't remember.
8d6.
It is 8d6 at third level.
This is actually a 9th level fireball. This could knock Ridley down, probably, I think.
Down to 0 HP? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
If it rolls max, yeah, you could do it minus 9.
Oh, wow.
But it's not going to
roll max. Take it's 21 fire damage, and the force of it knocks you off onto the ladder, which splinters beneath
21,
your fall.
21?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you fall 10 feet, so that's a 10 1d6.
That's 1d6.
Which is 1 damage, so you take 22 damage.
Okay.
Overall, not from the fall. And you fall and you land on your back as you watch the fire spread from the ladder and erupts onto hut 1. You see the three guys with the daggers jump out a window, screaming. They're holding their small sack of gold. Everything's kind of going nuts.
Wow, Lord, this guy's absolutely retarded.
Lord, you are currently surrounded by fire. What doing?
Surrounded by fire, you say?
Yes.
Is there anyone else here?
No, I told you, they jumped out the window and ran.
Everyone jumped out but Glard.
There were three dudes.
Glard is going to go up. He's going to run through the fire. Absorb Elements.
Protect fire, no damage.
He's going to cast Absorb Elements as he runs through the fire, so he takes half damage from it.
Okay.
And he will go to the ladder and he's going to go up.
The ladder is burnt.
To the next.
He broke the ladder by his falling.
What is the other way up? What's the way up?
There isn't one. You have to climb the scaffolding now.
Oh.
Or you can take the whole hut down if you want.
It's either you go up or you take the hut down.
Can I roll, investigation or something to look for rope? I'm sure they probably
on the
have
burning
rope.
On the burning building. You're looking for rope.
Man, that one rogue who cast fireball is so fucking stupid.
You say he's stupid.
You know what? Glard is gonna climb the thing. Yeah, he's gonna climb the.
Is really
scaffolding.
All that worth it for some wine?
Yes.
I mean, all right. Glard is on. We were promised to get some kegs of this, so.
So we Glard, are you jumping off?
No, Glard is climbing.
Down.
Up.
He's not at the second. He's on the balcony of the first hut.
Yes.
You said he could climb the scaffolding.
You said he could go up, yes? There's
still
another floor.
No, that's the second level. The second level is two floors.
Is there a way up to the second level?
Can he go Where can he go? What are his options?
Okay, he can jump down. He can go through the ladder, but he'll have to run through some fire. Or he can climb to the top of the roof and wait for the fire to come to him.
I thought this was a multiple-story building.
No, that was the second level.
Well, how does he get there?
He jumps down, and he climbs the scaffolding up to the first floor, the second level.
Okay, he'll do that.
Okay. You're jumping down. You're jumping down.
I guess so.
Okay. So, you don't take any fire damage. I rolled a one on. And then you take 5 falling damage because you jumped off. You jump off, land on your face, get up.
He has his arcane ward.
What does that do?
It blocks 2 of the falling damage.
Okay, so 3 damage.
Yeah.
How is the wizard taking less damage than the fighter?
Because the fighter is on lines. And also took a fireball to the face. Lard, you're running over. You get to the scaffolding. That's going to take an athletics check to climb up.
Okay. Time to roll athletics. Okay. This is going to be probably bad, but who knows?
That's my best skill.
9.
Okay, so you go to climb, but you get up like a foot, and then your foot breaks one of the railings, and you slip, and your head goes through another pillar, and you fall, and now the whole thing is sort of listing to the side, like it's about to fall over, but it's not just yet.
Whoa. Glard is so good at this.
Okay.
Wait. I need to make a concentration check from 2 of them, actually, from falling and, well, actually 1, because I didn't take any fire damage. I passed, but from the falling.
Ridley, you are currently laying on your back, contemplating your life choices. You just took a fireball to the face. What are you thinking about that?
Is he on the, like, the ground?
Yes. Or...
he'll get up and back away from the burning building.
It's probably a good idea.
Is he going to level 2?
Oh. No, he's not. He's going to action surge. Not actually. He's going to second wind. To get some good old self heal. Where's my d10? Wow, I rolled a 1.
Epic.
He heals 6 damage.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's turn.
That's your turn.
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing else.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not rushing into the damn burning building.
There's only one building that's burning. The second level is fine. It's just listing to the side. You can still climb up the scaffolding.
Second level is awfully confusing because it implies that they're stacked on top of each other when they are not.
The second building...
Okay, can you sketch this out or something? Like, on a piece of paper?
I had this sketched out, but then I left it in Alabama, man. Okay. I'll just have to edit out the audio where I'm just spending, like, 5 minutes sketching.
Yeah, it can be real rough. I need a good mental image of this.
This also sucks for a podcast, because the audience doesn't get...
fine.
Yeah, the audience
of us and, like, I don't know, Chase, maybe?
Would Chase even be interested?
I don't know.
Is it illegal for
Chase watched my stuff.
Is it illegal for us to say Chase's name?
No. There's a lot of people named Chase.
If we said his full name, I don't even know his full name, though.
If we said his full name and current location, then yeah, but...
I know his full name. I don't know what he is, but
you don't know.
kind of a gamer moment, not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh, gamer moment?
Kinda.
Okay, think about this, okay? Think of a triangle.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
Something about that.
It is a perfect triangle. Mm-hmm. Now tilt it 90 degrees to the right, so that it is now an arrow pointing right.
Okay.
The bottom point is building one. It is on fire. The point furthest to the right is building two. And it has two floors, and the scaffolding is making it tilt because Glaude cannot climb. And the topmost point is building three, the largest one.
Okay. And how many floors does that have?
Building three?
Yes.
One.
Okay, so these are not on top of each other. How close are they?
No. They're each about 15, 20 feet apart.
Is there any wind today? You said it was cloudy. Wait, no, it's weather control. Is there any wind?
I mean, slightly. Yeah. That might be an issue, but you've got the town's guard are taking care of it. Yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
So we went to building... Wait, no, we just went right to building two, right? We haven't
building one is on fire. Building two is the one guard tried to climb up.
Okay. Ridley so what... will go to building three, I guess.
Okay. What are you doing there?
Is there a door? Is there, like, any windows?
You have to climb up the scaffolding.
He'll do that.
All right, roll athletics.
Natural 3, so 10.
You also go to climb up the scaffolding, but your foot breaks one of the things, and your face goes through one of the things. It's oddly similar to what happened to Glaude. And
oddly,
you fall on the rain. And now it's listing to the side too. And I think that this is a fantastic place to end this session.
After like
slamming
a lot of
our failure. Faces through wood.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree. This is kind of a gamer moment.
Well, thank you, anonymous source.
Was that our first call in?
So that was our first session podcast. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah. So this
we
is
rolled
David
good numbers until we didn't.
This is David and Co. And we're doing the things Matthew Mercer is afraid to do. Fail horribly. All the time.
The thing is, that's not even false.
Hey, you're infringing on the copyright of the name of my game, which is Critical Fail. Friggin'
this
nerd.
Is true.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the recording. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
No.
Actually, no, I'm not.
Don't! You know I only exist in the recording.
You know I'm just a figment of your imagination. No, don't correct me. Don't take your schizophrenia meds.
Unpausing, unrecording would just close us from existence.
Get cut off, nerd. Got him.